When you see him, you don't see him, he's a bad dream. It like a science fiction gothic scene. He's hidden himself deep, deep inside. An alien inside. An alien, a bride who died. There's a sadness in stories when you look at them hard. No matter their dream, they leave you scarred. Witches and fairies and nymphs and elves, they torment the ones who don't know themselves. Each year he gets smaller and smaller and deeper down, further from the surface of anything that counts as a known. The sun. Who knows where he really lives now, where his mind runs. There's a sadness in stories when you look at them hard. No matter their dream, they leave you scarred. Witches and fairies and nymphs and elves, they torment the ones who don't know themselves. He has lived throughout time, and that's a matter of fact. He knows things that have happened and places to go, and has fallen in love and has wild seeds to sow. There's a sadness in stories when you look at them hard. No matter their dream, they leave you scarred. Witches and fairies and nymphs and elves, they torment the ones who don't know. Someone who lives who you've never really met. He's smaller than a pin, no angels ever danced with him. He's his own secret vault where he stays locked within. Who put him there? How did this happen to anyone? Is a mystery of living all we know is he's done. There's no way he can leave, there's nowhere to go. He's a cursed little soul who lived forever down below. There's a sadness in stories when you look at them hard. No matter their dream, they leave you scarred. Witches and fairies and nymphs and elves, they torment the ones who don't know themselves. There's a girl who's a swan, she's strange and a witch. She has powers and potions, everything's hit and miss. Knows the truth about flowers and roots and sex. Plays with chance and old cards and spells and hex. There's a sadness in stories when you look at them hard. No matter their dream, they leave you scarred. Witches and fairies and nymphs and elves, they torment the ones who don't know themselves. She sees the strange creature shrouded in his own self. Thinks for a while, then takes something from her shelf. Dances for a while by a pole and speaks low. the weird one to tell him to go. The trap it is sprung and the time opens wide. He springs from himself, thinks she's on his side. But she's already gone up with a handsome young devil and left him alone on a whole new level. There's a sadness in stories when you look at them hard. No matter their dream, they leave you scarred. Witches and fairies and nymphs and elves, they torment the ones who don't know themselves.